Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And thank you, Mr. Lynn Rollins, for that introduction. Boy, what a hot and muggy morning it is out there along the Great Gulf Coast. Well, it's turning the corner into July, and what should you expect? That's it. That's what we get for living here, and we love it. Well, today on the show, you're going to hear part two of our interview highlights with the new Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary, Ms. Madison Shahan, where we'll talk to her about what plans she has to improve Louisiana's diminishing duck populations, her personal observations when she took a ride on a pogey boat, also known as the menhaden industry. Also, I'll talk about maybe some improvements for the department's website, and the questioning of her qualifications for the job that she holds. Stay tuned. You'll be fascinated with some of the comments that she gives us. This was excerpts from an interview we did earlier in the month, and I think you'll enjoy it and get a little information on our new secretary. Well, if you had a fishing trip this week, especially if you had a good one, and you want to give our fellow listeners a report, text it to us. We'll add it to our staff of professional captains, marina operators, and it's also the place to voice your questions and comments. That real-time text number is 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. Proud to announce one of our field reporters has been given a National Conservation Award. Can you guess which one it is? If you think you know, text it to me, 504-260-1870. We'll be talking with them this morning. All right, this week's Bad Boy of the Outdoor story, I know you all love those stories. It's about an Alabama man who pleaded ignorance of the law concerning jubilees. Could you become a bad boy or a bad girl unknowingly? Well, stick around. This story might help you keep you out of some trouble. And we, if you got some time off and you're looking for a 4th of July fishing trip, great place to go on that weekend is going to be Fouchon. We're going to talk to Lynn Kiger and Admiral Darby Chasson about the Golden Meadow Fouchon Tarpon Rodeo, where, when, and how to get in on some of that fun down in Fouchon. We'll also tell you how you can watch a preview of it on our Bayou Wild TV show. That's what we did. We went on a media trip down there with Captain Chris Moran on Cajun-made charters and did some fishing in Fouchon and talking about that big rodeo. It's a long-running rodeo. I think it's around 70 years. I think next to the Grand Isle Tarpon Rodeo, it's probably the second oldest fishing competition we have in the state. Well, if you are headed out, let me give you a coastal marine forecast. It looks like this. South wind's going to be light, starting off around 10 knots, maybe 2 feet offshore. And on the interior lakes and bays, a little light south wind at 5 with some pretty smooth conditions to get out there. Tomorrow, the winds are going to shift direction northwesterly at 5 knots, 2 to 3 foot seas, and the west wind at 5 knots on the interior lakes and bays, giving you some pretty smooth conditions. A tide range, a 0.6, which is around average tide range. Mississippi River is really dropping low, and that's some good news. Rain, well, it depends on where you are. They say a 40% chance, but You know, this is the time of year where you get pop-up storms here but not there, and just a few miles away you might get nothing. But there's been some pretty windy days and some storms that popped up that kind of hurt what otherwise would have been some great fishing. But people did get out this week. You'll hear some of those reports coming up. We're going to start off with our report with Captain, not Captain, but Robbie Campo down at Campo's Marina, where they've been catching a lot of CCA star rodeo leaders. So we'll talk to him about that. Get an update on the fishing information from in and around the St. Bernard Parish area. Sit back, get you another cup of coffee, or jump in the truck and head for the fishing spot. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And let's check in with Robbie Campo down at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach, Louisiana. And Robbie, boy, it's kind of been a roller coaster ride with the weather. Up and down, storms, winds, and nice days. Give us a little recap of how the week went.
Well, you know, Don, I'm going to tell you, you're right. It's been a roller coaster. Yesterday, you know, yesterday morning, I would say around the 1 to 2 o'clock area in the morning, you know, we had a big shower come through up in Violet and flooded all of Judge Perez. I mean, it was a real mess up there yesterday morning, flooded cars, so forth and so on. It was just we had like 6 inches of rain in just a short amount of time. It's been a roller coaster. Then on top of that, we had southwest winds blew yesterday. It seems like this morning the wind is more southeast. So hopefully this morning that that things are going to change out there a little bit. Yesterday was a really tough day for trout fishing. It's been a really tough time to catch trout this whole past, you know, spring and into summer here. It's been tough, Don. When the wind does let you get out there, one guy catches a few fish and then, you know, everybody else this past week especially, it's been, you know, a lot of strikeouts. And, I say strikeouts. They've been coming in with 12, 15 trout. You know, not any numbers. It's just not many numbers. A lot of 12.5-inch fish being caught. I've been hearing that all, you know, way too much, 12.5, 12.5, 12.5, 12.75. But on the flip side, you know, my brother Eric fished yesterday. He went all through this whole northern marsh on, you know, by Comfort Island and Style Pass and all through the top and end of that marsh, caught two fish yesterday. So water was dirty everywhere he went. But on the flip side of that, the red fishing has been holding this whole game up, you know. So, and anywhere you go, today, Lake Bourne and Mystico, they've been catching redfish, you know, just about all over. So, red fishing's pretty easy back up in the Bluxy Marsh, over here on the south side, over in the Lake Robin area, going all the way down to Bay Lafourche. Red fishing's been pretty easy, but that's the only thing that's been helping out this whole deal so far this summer is the red fishing. And good thing they came back like they did, because I'll tell you, Don, if we didn't have these redfish to go fool with, I mean, it would be really tough fishing this, you know. It makes fishing conditions really tough for the guys that's trying to, you know, put something in a box.
Yeah, I know, it was especially good. I think what happened, it got a shot in the arm. We know we had that the week before of those solid, stiff southeast winds, or east wind really coming in, and it pushed in a lot of good salty water, and I think it moved the fish around. But, you know, Butch the bridge tender there told me last Saturday, a guy passed through in a boat, and not that much longer, less than an hour, he came back. He said, "You had any trouble? Why are you back so early?" He said, "We limited out already on the redfish." Are you hearing the same thing on the redfish with the size limit that you are on the trout? People catching the 12.5 now that we went to 13. Well, we went a full 2 inches up on the minimum from 16 to 18. Are you hearing the same thing, that people are having to release an awful lot of redfish?
Don, no, I'm not hearing a complaining on redfish like I'm hearing on speckled trout. Everybody's been getting their limit on redfish pretty easy. I haven't heard, you know, there's a few 17.5, but it hasn't been too hard to catch the redfish, because, you know, all my charter captains, look, I see what comes over this table here, you know, when I clean them. So these guys they look like they cookie cutters. I mean, they just, you know, 19, 20 inches, you know, you got some 18s in there, but for the most part, it hasn't. I don't think it's been that big of a struggle. I haven't been hearing it, like, you know, I've been hearing it with speckled trout. But, you know, Don, here you go again. It's that time of the year. The water's hot. It's, you know, man, I'm burning up right now. So, you know what I mean? You can imagine what this water. I was out there counting bait a minute ago. You know, that water's hot. You got to get deeper at this time of the year if you want to catch bigger speckled trout, or, you know, or at least legal size speckled trout. The trout are going down to the bottom. You got to start fishing deeper. You got to get away from that 2 or 3 foot leader if you're going to go fish on the outside around these rigs. You got to get deeper. You got to fish at 7 to 8 feet of water, and that's where a slide caught comes in. I know I sound like a broken record saying this every week, but it's the truth. I mean, it really works. And for the people that do listen to me on this radio, Don, and they go, "Man, you know what? I tried that. It really does work." I said, well, you know, I've only been saying this because it's what works at this time of the year. I mean, that water is hot. I mean, it really is hot. So you got, you know, they like to be cooler too. You know, so you got to go down and you got to get them in that thermal where the water's cooler. So, I mean, if you don't think the water's cooler down there, Don, jump overboard.
Absolutely.
Go down 5 or 6, 7 feet. It's a change. You know, there's a change down there. So temperature change. So, you know, that's where fish are. It's just, they're in that cooler water. So you just got to go get there. And that's the only way to get it. Either free line it or slide cork it. And that's your two options at this time of the year.
Yeah, you know, and YouTube can be a wonderful thing because they show you exactly several different methods of how to rig the slip cork. But it's pretty simple. It's basically a knot in your line where you want your cork to stop, and below it is going to be the amount of line to get you down to the thermocline, whatever it might be. And it's adjustable. If you put like a little slip knot on there, you can slide it up and down your line. You might try 5 feet, then maybe go to 7 feet, and then maybe 9, 10, wherever it happens to be. And you know it'll light up your life when you discover that, because that's where the fish are, and you can be fishing right on top of them and not know it.
It's a very effective tool for this time of the year, Don. And look, and that's the way. Look, man, I remember fishing with my grandfather years ago up by Beacon 110, you know, up in the Ship Channel, and that's where there was big trout were. They were 20 feet of water, so. You know, and when you reel it up, everybody thinks you're fishing 2 feet deep. You're
right.
Fishing 18 to 19 feet deep or 20 feet
deep.
That's how it was, you know, and that's how you catch big fish. So just keep that in the back of your mind, and, you know, you get out there and you want to try something, try it. So it does work.
Absolutely. Robbie, how's the shrimp holding up? I know we got a closure coming up for the recreational. Not you guys. You guys are allowed to continue to catch shrimp through the closure, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we'll have, you know, we'll be fishing on a permit starting Monday morning again. So, mm-hmm. But the shrimp are holding up all right. We got plenty in the tank. So, I don't expect a whole bunch of people today, Don. This with, you know, this wind blowing and when trout conditions, you know, when trout fishing's not all that great, you just don't have a lot of people going fishing. So. I'm not really expecting. And then it's 4th of July, you know, it's 4th of July weekend coming up. A lot of people go out of town for that stuff and, you know, to go lay out on a hot beach. I don't know why anybody would want to do that.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. If I'm going to go on a hot beach, it's going to be for a purpose. I'm going to catch something. But just to go lay out in it and cook, no, man, that's not my thing.
No, I'm not going to do it. And another note, CCA Star Tournament.
Right.
We've been having, congratulations again to Miss Allison Schultz. She got the tag redfish up in the Biloxi Marsh this past week here or whatever. And so she's got her 23-foot avid boat with a 200 Mercury on it. Congratulations to her again. And if you're not signed up for Star Tournament, do so, because if you're redfishing and, you know, and you're back up in that marsh, there's a really good chance you might get one of them fish. So, you know, get signed up. If you're not signed up, go fishing, and let's see if we get a tag redfish.
All right, and they can check out the leaderboard, ccastar.org. All right, thanks, Robbie, for the report. Try to stay cool, and we'll catch up with you next week, my friend.
Yes, sir. Talk to you next Saturday, Don. Bye-bye.
All righty. Robbie Campo down at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach, really an institution. You know, they talk about the legendary restaurants down in the French Quarter, New Orleans. Let me tell you, a legendary boat launch and bait shop, it's down there at Shell Beach, started by his grandfather, Blackie Campo. What a man. All right, we come back after this. We're going to check out the text message board, 504-260-1870. A couple of you have nailed who our field reporter is that's won a national award. We'll be back to talk more about that. More fishing reports, that stuff you and I just love to talk about. We do it every Saturday morning for 2 hours right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
You know, we've sat down with Delta Waterflower, Fowler, Ducks Unlimited, and a lot of other organizations to be able to really sit down with them and figure out exactly what the issues are, as well as with our local hunters and be able to have real conversations about what's happening and what we can do as a department. And, you know, we obviously get regulations from the federal level, and then, you know, we have to work within the bandwidth that they give us. And you know, what we're going to do is look at better management practices on our lands as well as private lands and being able to create more public-private partnerships. We're looking at different opportunities to really expand our programs. And, you know, we've obviously have a seat on the flyway, and we want to make sure that we're working with our partners on the flyway to make sure that we get better opportunities down here and be able to have better hunting for our people, as well as, you know, obviously what's happening up in Canada and being able to manage the breeding grounds from there. And so we're looking at a lot of different opportunities to expand our programs and the amount of investment that we have as a department. As you and I both know, Governor Landry is a big duck hunter. So it's a priority for myself as well as for him to make sure we get this taken care of.
And that, of course, the voice of our Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary Madison Shahan talking about our waterfowl situation. She spoke a lot about what we can do here locally, and I think the state probably does all it can as far as improving our local habitat, which is critically important. But I wish that she would say more about maybe, you know, there are a lot of federal regulations that affect what we get down here. As she mentioned, they've got a seat on the Flyway Commission. I think they probably need to voice their opinion and be a little bit more vocal about what's happened here in Louisiana, the result of some of the federal regulations up north of here. We're also going to hear some more from her today. She's going to talk about the website, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries website, which I think it's pretty much user unfriendly. Like a lot of you, you probably go to a lot of websites, and I find things difficult to find as far as information about people who work there, who handles what programs. It just needs some real fine-tuning and tweaking. She'll talk about that. Also, we're going to hear her talk about her trip on a pogey boat. You know, that's been a big controversy, the Menhaden boats taking bycatch, and you know, I'm sure we're going to start to hear some of that now that we're getting into the summertime. She actually took a ride on one of those boats, and she tells us about her observations there. And, you know, you guys asked the tough questions while I had her on. We told her about, you know, the people who doubt her qualifications and brought that up, and you'll hear her comments about that. So we got a lot of more to hear from her and also from our field reporters and you at 504-260-1870. And a lot of you are nailing who it is that, I guess it's pretty obvious which one of our field reporters just got a national award up in Washington, D.C. We'll talk to them about that later. And also give you some more information on where to go find those fish and a bad boy story. It's all right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, as I mentioned, one of our field reporters has accepted a national award. He got it this week in Washington, D.C. for conservation leadership. And a lot of you know who it is. Backstrap Stacker, you got it. Also, Texter 8733, you got it. Also, 0313 and 9017, all of you got it correct. Also getting some fishing reports in. Our friend Wingbone over in Wilmer, Alabama, says it's been good in the Mobile Delta. And also the offshore fishing for those snappers been good, too. We also have Captain Ross L. He says the best fishing report this week, he took Mom and Dad and Sis out last Sunday. He was out for 6:30, back in by 10 with a full limit of redfish, 18 to 22 inches, and caught and released a limit of 16 to 17 and a half. And a few over 27, abiding by those new rules and regulations. And I hope all of you have taken most care you can now that we're doing more catch and release. In fact, we taping some catch and release videos that will be airing on Bayou Wild TV. Some you probably are very familiar with, but others are some little extra tips to keep those fish alive to fight another day and catch them when they get to the proper legal size. All right, we come back from this station identification. We're going to hear another piece of our interview with Madison Sheehan, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. She talks about the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries website. We'll also get to some of your text messages and more reports. But first, we have to pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. I want to talk about the department's website. Are you happy with it? I find it to be user unfriendly. There's a lot of things I can't find. I don't find anywhere where there's a personnel listing. In other words, who heads up certain agencies or divisions? So when you need to find out something, how do you find those people? I found your immediate cohorts and yourself, but I had to do a Google search for that. I couldn't locate it by searching the website. Any plans to make it more user-friendly?
We can always do better, Don. And one of the goals I've set for this department is to create a more modern department, a more professional department, whether that's getting all of our services available online, like our commercial licensing systems, as well as our recreational licensing. You know, this year was the first time ever that we were able to offer the duck stamp online. That went live. You can go purchase that now. But as we look at as the website as a whole, we've got a lot of examples from different parts of the country that we can look at to make our website more user-friendly, and that's one of the things that we're working to do.
Yeah, and, you know, hopefully they'll get that taken care of. And I always did think that checking on other states' websites, which I visit quite frequently, and taking some tips from them will help benefit our website here. We're also going to hear a little bit later on from her again on, you know, her trip to the Menhaden boat. The pogey industry came under fire. There was a lot of controversy over some new regulations to move them further off the coast and get more in line with the other Gulf Coast states. because of the damage they do to our coastline and also to the resources with bycatch. She actually went on the boat and witnessed it for herself, and we'll hear her observations and also some challenges that some of you, the listeners, made as far as her qualifications to even hold the job that she has as the head of a major agency here in the state of Louisiana. We'll hear her talk about that, too. All right, in the meantime, we're hearing from our listeners. Justin the Duck Guy, he's already on the way out. He was early. He got on the way out to get some trout and redfish. And a lot of you are congratulating the winner of the National Award for Conservation Leadership. We'll talk to them a little bit later on. A lot of you know who he is. And, you know, we got this one saying, this is from 9484. From the Baton Rouge area. Having once been active in birding and conservation circles, my guess on which of your regular contributors won a National Conservation Award was correct. Congratulations. Yep, we'll be talking with them a little bit later on. That's I think that's Miriam listening to us, a regular listener over in Lacombe, Louisiana. All right, we got some other things to talk about. House Bill 264. We are going to have a bear season in Louisiana. If you want to hunt bear, here's how it works. I don't know how you're going to find a place from a private landowner. I guess they'll be maybe putting the word out that, you know, they have permits or they allow it on their property. But it's a $25 hunting license. You need that in addition to your basic hunting license and a bear harvest permit to take black bear. The Wildlife and Fisheries Commission is going to hold a lottery for bear harvest permits, and there'll be a $50 per fee per application, which generally on those application fees, they're not refundable. So to apply to get one of those tags, you're going to start off paying $50. And they're also going to auction one off to the highest bidder. Instead of a lottery being awarded, they're going to let people bid on it, and that's an effort to put some more money into the Bear Conservation Fund. And it will allow baiting of bears only by properly licensed and permitted hunters. It's going to be a relatively small area. It's confined to what they call Bear Management Area 4. That is parts of Tensaw, Madison, East Carroll, and West Carroll parishes, and some portions of Richland, Franklin, and Catahoula parishes. The season opens on December the 7th, runs through December the 22nd. You're going to have to be a Louisiana resident to apply for it. All the successful applicants for the hunt will be required to attend a bear hunter training course. All right, so that's kind of it on the bear season. And are any of my listeners, are you going to apply for that? Are you interested in getting one, getting drawn? And then once you get it, where do you take it? That's going to be one of the big questions. All right, we'll be right back and get a fishing report. We got Darryl Carpenter coming up shortly. We'll talk to him and also get some more of your text messages. 504-260-1870. This is The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, checking our text message board. That's our connection to you as you head out to the fishing hole or the deer stand or the duck blind or at the camp, wherever you happen to be. Take us with you. Here's one from Mark, Stephen, Lisa, and Jenny. They're headed out to Calcasieu Point. Try and catch some specks and reds. Well, let us know next week how you did. Fishing should be good out in that area. And we have this one. Miriam's back with us. She says, yes, I agree with the clunkiness of Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries' current website. Thanks for interviewing her and raising some of our concerns. Well, that's part of what we do here, Miriam. And we got this one from Bedeco Tommy. Good morning, Don. Got the Mahindra loaded up, headed to the deer lease in Liberty, Mississippi. Always something to do. Have a good day. Yeah, I got to tell you, those deer woods, around Mississippi and North Louisiana, boy, I tell you what, they're nothing nice this time of the year. Hot, sticky in there. No breeze gets through those thick trees, and a lot of the ticks around there. Fortunately, you might see a few snakes, but the peak snake season, when you're likely to encounter them in the woods, it's pretty much gone by. A lot of people think the middle of summer when it's real hot is when the snakes are there, but actually it's more like springtime when they kind of come out of their lethargic shedding, and they really don't go into a true hibernation period, but something like that, and that's when they're most active. In summertime, they're just like us. It's too hot. They're cold-blooded, and they really don't have much way of cooling themselves off except getting in the shade and underneath logs and, in some cases, in the water. All right, wanted to mention a couple of things. There's going to be on Facebook. A lot of times what I'll do is I'll kind of put up what the show is going to be about on Friday afternoons just to let the listeners know and remind them that the show is on. And this week I had some comments that I think are well worth bringing up. Talking about how Louisiana, when it comes to our neighbors like Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida, about the fishing piers they have. And I got to tell you, Mississippi, well, especially Alabama, they've got some really nice piers that are designed for the fishermen who don't have boats to get out there and catch some fish. And they got little cleaning stations and some places with shade. And we have some piers. Got one on Lake Pontchartrain in Kenner. And we got one down in Grand Isle. Of course, they use the old bridge in Grand Isle as a fishing pier, too. But I just don't think we really give people the opportunity to go other than the surf. A lot of people get in the water, but if you don't like to do that and you want to fish from a bridge, maybe take the kids there, we could certainly use more of them. In St. Tammany Parish, there are two really nice piers. One is named after a longtime friend of mine, Frank Davis, who did a lot of TV cooking and outdoor features and actually was doing radio before I did it. And I'm going to be doing my 35th anniversary show in about 3 weeks. So gives you an idea how far back Frank and I went. Well, they named the fishing pier next to the I-10 twin spans that connect Slidell and New Orleans. And it was a nice pier. And people would go there and fish off of it and got damaged in the storm. And they've never gone back and fixed it. And I know they've got money from FEMA. And by now, they must have applied for it. Same situation in Mandeville. Mandeville by the Sunset Point, there's a little drive that goes to the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain near the beach. And for some reason, they've never reopened it. And that one was nice. It was in a good spot. They had lights on it. It was open. You could fish it at night when it was cool. And the fish come up to the surface underneath the lights. And neither one of those piers has ever been reopened, and I hear nothing about them to rework them. But the listeners, there was a couple of people that got on the page and made comments about it, and I think it's well warranted. Maybe the state should look into constructing more piers around different areas of the state so people have better access to fishing. What do you think? 504-260-1870 is our text line. I got the backstrap stacker checking. He says he had a friend who got bit by a tick and got that Rocky Mountain spotted fever, which gave him a heart attack. Use your DEET spray this time of the year. Yeah, DEET is the ingredient that wards off insects. Here's one that says, please ask all fishermen to try using barbless hooks, which would go a long way to reducing fish mortality when releasing them. If you can't find barbless hooks, at least pinch the barbs down. That's a great suggestion and tip from Doug. And I will tell you this, a lot of people, in fact, most people don't realize this, that the barb on a hook was not put on there to keep the fish on. That goes way back to when worms and live bait was used. That was to hold your bait on the hook, keep the bait from getting off. In Canada, they don't allow, and a lot of areas don't allow barbs on hooks. And when I went up to Canada, we had to chip them off, you know, squeeze them down with a pair of needle nose pliers, or you can cut them off, and you really don't lose that many fish because of that barb, and it makes them a lot easier to release. And now that release is more important than ever, fishing with barbless hooks would be great. They are hard to find. If somebody knows a tackle store that sells barbless hooks in particular, let me know and we'll pass it along to the listeners. That's 504-260-1870. Here's one that says, what is the trout size limit and redfish size limit? We've been hammering this. When we come back from the next break, I will tell you about it. So stay tuned, and I'll get to those new trout and redfish size and also the creel limits. We'll be back to do that, and we're going to check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter. Grand Isle's been a hot spot for fishing, but I think the weather gave him a few problems this week. But it bounces back really quick. We'll talk to Darrell about the fishing there right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. He fishes the Grand Isle, Fouchon areas. Let's check in and see what's been going on. Darrell, it's been up and down on the weather. How you guys make out this week?
It's been up and down on the fishing too, Don. We kind of entered that, you know, it's like we've entered that that summer doldrums. You know, you got some guys that leave in the morning, and it's just whether or not you're lucky to find the fish. Some of them are done in an hour and a half. Others are fishing all day long for 10, 12 fish. You know, kind of internet summer pattern where the water's getting hot, fishing's getting a little unpredictable. And the weather, of course, didn't help any this week. Kept everything kind of stirred up and muddy. But, hey, it's making for a good time on the water. I mean, heck, look at me. It's 10 minutes to 6. I'm out at across Barataria Bay watching a bunch of half-blind middle-aged men try to figure out a not-so-easy life.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
All right, as I mentioned, one of our field reporters has accepted a national award. He got it this week in Washington, D.C. for conservation leadership. And a lot of you know who it is. Backstrap Stacker, you got it. Also, Texter 8733, you got it. Also, 0313 and 9017, all of you got it correct. Also, gotten some fishing reports in. Our friend Wingbone over in Wilmer, Alabama, says it's been good in the Mobile Delta. And also the offshore fishing for those snappers has been good, too. We also have Captain Ross L. He says the best fishing report this week, he took Mom and Dad and Sis out last Sunday. He was out for 6:30, back in by 10 with a full limit of redfish, 18 to 22 inches, and caught and released a limit of 16 to 17 and a half and a few over 27, abiding by those new rules and regulations. And I hope all of you are taking most care you can now that we're doing more catch and release. In fact, we taping some catch and release videos that will be airing on Bayou Wild TV. Some you probably are very familiar with, but others are some little extra tips to keep those fish alive to fight another day and catch them when they get to the proper legal size. All right, we come back from this station identification. We're going to hear another piece of our interview with Madison Sheehan, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. She talks about the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries website. We'll also get to some of your text messages and more reports. But first, we have to pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. I want to talk about the department's website. Are you happy with it? I find it to be user unfriendly. There's a lot of things I can't find.
I don't find anywhere where there's a personnel listing. In other words, who heads up certain agencies or divisions? So when you need to find out something, how do you find those people? I found your immediate cohorts and yourself, but I had to do a Google search for that. I couldn't locate it by searching the website. Any plans to make it more user-friendly?
We can always do better, Don. And one of the goals I've set for this department is to create a more modern department, a more professional department, whether that's getting all of our services available online, like our commercial licensing systems, as well as our recreational licensing. You know, this year was the first time ever that we were able to offer the duck stamp online. That went live. You can go purchase that now. But as we look at as the website as a whole, we've got a lot of examples from different parts of the country that we can look at to make our website more user-friendly, and that's one of the things that we're working to do.
Yeah, and, you know, hopefully they'll get that taken care of. And I always did think that checking on other states' websites, which I visit quite frequently, and taking some tips from them will help benefit our website here. We're also going to hear a little bit later on from her again on, you know, her trip to the Menhaden boat. The pogie industry came under fire. There was a lot of controversy over some new regulations to move them further off the coast and get more in line with the other Gulf Coast states. Because of the damage they do to our coastline and also to the resources with bycatch. She actually went on the boat and witnessed it for herself, and we'll hear her observations. And also some challenges that some of you, the listeners, made as far as her qualifications to even hold the job that she has as the head of a major agency here in the state of Louisiana. We'll hear her talk about that, too. All right, in the meantime, we're hearing from our listeners. Justin the Duck Guy, he's already on the way out. He was early. He got on the way out to get some trout and redfish. And a lot of you are congratulating the winner of the National Award for Conservation Leadership. We'll talk to them a little bit later on. A lot of you know who he is. And, you know, we got this one saying, this is from 9484. From the Baton Rouge area. Having once been active in birding and conservation circles, my guess on which of your regular contributors won a National Conservation Award was correct. Congratulations. Yep, we'll be talking with them a little bit later on. That's I think that's Miriam listening to us, a regular listener over in Lacombe, Louisiana. All right, we got some other things to talk about. House Bill 264. We are going to have a bear season in Louisiana. If you want to hunt bear, here's how it works. I don't know how you're going to find a place from a private landowner. I guess they'll be maybe putting the word out that, you know, they have permits or they allow it on their property. But it's a $25 hunting license. You need that in addition to your basic hunting license and a bear harvest permit to take black bear. The Wildlife and Fisheries Commission is going to hold a lottery for bear harvest permits, and there'll be a $50 per fee per application, which generally on those application fees, they're not refundable. So to apply to get one of those tags, you're going to start off paying $50. And they're also going to auction one off to the highest bidder. Instead of a lottery being awarded, they're going to let people bid on it, and that's an effort to put some more money into the Bear Conservation Fund. And it will allow baiting of bears only by properly licensed and permit hunters. It's going to be a relatively small area. It's confined to what they call Bear Management Area 4. That is parts of Tensaw, Madison, East Carroll, and West Carroll parishes, and some portions of Richland, Franklin, and Catahoula parishes. The season opens on December the 7th, runs through December the 22nd. You're going to have to be a Louisiana resident to apply for it. All the successful applicants for the hunt will be required to attend a bear hunter training course. All right, so that's kind of it on the bear season. And are any of my listeners, are you going to apply for that? Are you interested in getting one, getting drawn? And then once you get it, where do you take it? That's going to be one of the big questions. All right, we'll be right back and get a fishing report. We got Darrell Carpenter coming up shortly. We'll talk to him and also get some more of your text messages. 504-260-1870. This is The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, checking our text message board. That's our connection to you as you head out to the fishing hole or the deer stand or the duck blind or at the camp, wherever you happen to be. Take us with you. Here's one from Mark. Stephen, Lisa, and Jenny. They're headed out to Calcasieu Point. Try and catch some specks and reds. Well, let us know next week how you did. Fishing should be good out in that area. And we have this one. Miriam's back with us. She says, yes, I agree with the clunkiness of the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries' current website. Thanks for interviewing her and raising some of our concerns. Well, that's part of what we do here, Miriam. And we got this one from Bedeco Tommy. Good morning, Don. Got the Mahindra loaded up, headed to the deer lease in Liberty, Mississippi. Always something to do. Have a good day. Yeah, I got to tell you, those deer woods, around Mississippi and North Louisiana, boy, I tell you what, they're nothing nice this time of the year. Hot, sticky in there, no breeze gets through those thick trees, and a lot of the ticks around there. Fortunately, you might see a few snakes, but the peak snake season, when you're likely to encounter them in the woods, is pretty much gone by. A lot of people think the middle of summer, when it's real hot, is when the snakes are there, but actually it's more like springtime when they kind of come out of their lethargic shedding, and they really don't go into a true hibernation period, but something like that, and that's when they're most active. In summertime, they're just like us. It's too hot. They're cold-blooded, and they really don't have much way of cooling themselves off except getting in the shade and underneath logs and, in some cases, in the water. All right, wanted to mention a couple of things. There's going to be on Facebook. A lot of times what I'll do is I'll kind of put up what the show is going to be about on Friday afternoons, just to let the listeners know and remind them that the show is on. And this week I had some comments that I think are well worth bringing up. Talking about how Louisiana, when it comes to our neighbors like Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida, about the fishing piers they have. And I got to tell you, Mississippi, well, especially Alabama, they've got some really nice piers that are designed for the fishermen who don't have boats to get out there and catch some fish. And they got little cleaning stations and some places with shade. And we have some piers. Got one on Lake Pontchartrain in Kenner. And we got one down in Grand Isle. Of course, they use the old bridge in Grand Isle as a fishing pier, too. But I just don't think we really give people the opportunity to go, other than the surf. A lot of people get in the water, but if you don't like to do that and you want to fish from a bridge, maybe take the kids there, we could certainly use more of them. In St. Tammany Parish, there are two really nice piers. One is named after a longtime friend of mine, Frank Davis, who did a lot of TV cooking and outdoor features, and actually was doing radio before I did it. And I'm going to be doing my 35th anniversary show in about 3 weeks. So gives you an idea how far back Frank and I went. Well, they named the fishing pier next to the I-10 twin spans that connect Slidell and New Orleans. And it was a nice pier. And people would go there and fish off of it and got damaged in the storm. And they've never gone back and fixed it. And I know they've got money from FEMA. And by now, they must have applied for it. Same situation in Mandeville. Mandeville by the Sunset Point, there's a little drive that goes to the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain near the beach. And for some reason, they've never reopened it. And that one was nice. It was in a good spot. They had lights on it. It was open. You could fish it at night when it was cool. And the fish come up to the surface underneath the lights. And neither one of those piers has ever been reopened, and I hear nothing about them to rework them. But the listeners, there was a couple of people that got on the page and made comments about it, and I think it's well warranted. Maybe the state should look into constructing more piers around different areas of the state so people have better access to fishing. What do you think? 504-260-1870 is our text line. I got the backstrap stacker checking. He says he had a friend who got bit by a tick and got that Rocky Mountain spotted fever, which gave him a heart attack. Use your DEET spray this time of the year. Yeah, DEET is the ingredient that wards off insects. Here's one that says, please ask all fishermen to try using barbless hooks, which would go a long way to reducing fish mortality when releasing them. If you can't find barbless hooks, at least pinch the barbs down. That's a great suggestion and tip from Doug. And I will tell you this, a lot of people, in fact, most people don't realize this, that the barb on a hook was not put on there to keep the fish on. That goes way back to when worms and live bait was used, that was to hold your bait on the hook, keep the bait from getting off. In Canada, they don't allow, and a lot of areas don't allow barbs on hooks. And when I went up to Canada, we had to chip them off, you know, squeeze them down with a pair of needle-nose pliers, or you can cut them off. And you really don't lose that many fish because of that barb, and it makes them a lot easier to release. And now that release is more important than ever, fishing with barbless hooks would be great. They are hard to find. If somebody knows a spot, a place, a tackle store that sells barbless hooks in particular, let me know, and we'll pass it along to the listeners. That's 504-260-1870. Here's one that says, what is the trout size limit and redfish size limit? We've been hammering this. When we come back from the next break, I will tell you about it. So stay tuned, and I'll get to those new trout and redfish size and also the creel limits. We'll be back to do that, and we're going to check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter. Grand Isle's been a hot spot for fishing, but I think the weather gave him a few problems this week. But it bounces back really quick. We'll talk to Darrell about the fishing there right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. He fishes the Grand Isle, Fouchon areas. Let's check in and see what's been going on. Darrell, it's been up and down on the weather. How you guys make out this week?
It's been up and down on the fishing, too, Don. We kind of entered that, you know, it's like we've entered that summer doldrums. You know, you got some guys that leave in the morning, and it's just whether or not you're lucky to find the fish. Some of them are done in an hour and a half. Others are fishing all day long for 10, 12 fish. You know, kind of entering that summer pattern where the water's getting hot, fishing's getting a little unpredictable. And the weather, of course, didn't help any this week. Kept everything kind of stirred up and muddy. But, hey, it's making for a good time on the water. I mean, heck, look at me. It's 10 minutes to 6. I'm out at across Barataria Bay watching a bunch of half-blind middle-aged men try to figure out a not-so-easy licensing system on their phone.
Sounds like fun. Sounds like fun. Oh, boy. Darrell, I talked to Robbie about using that slip cork. Do y'all use that down there? As I recall, I think you and I have fished like that at some of those rigs.
We typically, you know, Don, we used to use it back when we were hitting those Sandy Point rigs. We use it a lot of times in the early spring and the wintertime when we're fishing those sheephead on those rigs. It's not something that's in the arsenal on a regular basis for us. It's just we just don't use it that often. I can tell you right now, I'm looking at my rod sitting in the rod holder. I got three of them with jig heads and plastic on it that'll just as easy go to the bottom, and I sure like it that way.
You know, Robbie was talking about tough finding speckled trout his way, but plenty of redfish. Is it just the opposite where you are?
No, Don, it was we had a spike on the redfish, a week or so ago. I mean, it was some of our guys on some of the boats we were running with these multi-boat deals. Some of them elected not to fight this stuff with the speckled trout about 2 weeks ago and all went up north and got into that marsh, and the redfish were just really, I mean, they came back with limits while everybody else was kind of struggling a little bit for, you know, hunting for trout. Now, this past week, it seems to have changed a little bit. There's been a whole lot of those 10, 12-inch redfish, that new crop that's been up there. So the keepers kind of disappeared on us. But you got to remember, the water's been really, really high. And when that water's been really, really high, those redfish will get all up in that daggum grass. And I don't care what kind of, how skinny your boat is, it's really hard getting in that grass with them. But when you do find them, we were talking about this yesterday afternoon. The interesting thing was you throw your bait up in the middle of the grass and you think you hung up. You just wiggle it a little bit, and all of a sudden the grass explodes because there's a redfish in it.
Hmm. Yep. Well, you know, that water's getting hotter and hotter, so, you know, you got to find a little deeper spots and cuts and where that water might be moving and keeping a little cool to find redfish in the marsh this time of year. What else is going on there? Oh, how's the run on white trout? Y'all been picking up some white trout down there?
They've started to show up, Don. It doesn't seem as though they're as heavy as they have been in years past. Not yet. They may be running a little late on us. There's been some white trout mixed in with them. We haven't seen a whole lot under the lights at the camp just yet. I'm sure they're coming. Other than that, I mean, you know, I heard you talking with Robbie about the bait situation. I can tell you that tropical storm looks like it moved all our brown shrimp out. So the closure does not surprise me, because all we're catching right now is a bunch of little baby whites. And when I say baby whites, they're not much bigger than grass shrimp. So like I told you last week, don't cuss your bait guy. He can only catch what's out there.
Exactly. Well, you know, if that's what's in the water, that's what the fish are going to be looking for. You catch fish, doesn't matter if they're small shrimp. I'd rather have the big ones and save them for me to make my fried shrimp po' boy.
Yeah, I peeled about a dozen crabs yesterday and plan on finding me some shrimp to mix in with them, and it's going to be crab cakes and shrimp cakes this week for the holiday.
That sounds good. I was just getting ready to ask you that because I had some listeners wanting to know about the crab and run down on the island. What are you hearing from people that are running crabs either by the lines or using traps or nets?
Oh, I can tell you right now, my good traps, when I'm running my traps to good traps, I'm averaging about two dozen to a trap. So all of a sudden all the sponges disappeared. So the females are in their second, they're headed toward their second spawn. They've already gotten rid of most of their egg. So the majority of what you catch is all keeper crabs.
Yep. What he's talking about when he says sponge, if you've ever caught a crab and it has that orange looking, yellow looking sponge attached to the underside of it, that is the eggs. And it is illegal to keep a crab in what they call the berry or sponge stage. And if you get caught with it, I think the fine is like $100 for doing that, because that destroys just thousands of potential crabs. Darryl, I also had somebody ask me, what is the best bait for crabbing? I've always said just, you know, fish fillets. After you get finished fishing them and the head's still on them, that works great for me. What do you use for crab bait?
Strictly carcasses. And you brought up those white trout. I've gotten in a habit where I don't care if that white trout 6 inches long, he stays and comes home with me because we make him crab bait. But yeah, right. Fish carcasses 100%.
Very good. Now, if somebody wants to come down there and get in on this Grand Isle summertime fishing before the summer goes away, tell them how you can find you. I got you on my website. They can find you at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. But if they want to go directly to you and give you a call, give them the info.
RealScreamers.com, or they can pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
All right, try to get those middle-aged guys some licenses before y'all get in trouble, and we'll see you next week.
I'm getting a thumbs up. It must have went through.
All right, good deal. Got them all legal. Thanks, Darryl.
All right, have a good day.
All right, there they go. Boy, the start of a great day. I sound like they're having fun. You should have some fun, too. You go fishing with a bunch of your buddies. All right, we come back after this. We're going to hear some more of the Secretary's comments. That's Madison Shahan. Also tell you about a bad boy. He misbehaved at a fish jubilee. We'll tell you about that. And also talk about the Golden Meadow Fouchon Tarpon Rodeo with Admiral Darby Chason and Lynn Kiger from the Fouchon Tourist Commission. Back with that. But first, we got to pause right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.